I don't know. I think it's pretty big news when the chair of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, says, yeah, they found some new records that show the Biden family business may have included many more members of the Biden family than originally thought. Of course, we have Hunter Biden. We got the two Biden brothers involved. Now there's another one, and maybe more, who they're not yet naming, but are likely involved. What does this business with the Bidens involve? I mean, we got millions of dollars of payments, Kevin, at the very least, from the Communist Chinese Party. The Chinese Communist Party, a connected business in China, wires $3 million to the Biden family right after Joe Biden leaves office when he was vice president. And then that money is distributed among members of the Biden family itself. It seems pretty legit what they found.
Well, when you look at the bank records, there are more than 150 suspicious activity reports involving Hunter Biden and James Biden, the president's brother. What does that mean exactly, these suspicious activity reports? Is that something they hand out like candy? I've never had one. Or are these reports rare to be issued? 150 sounds like a problem legally for Hunter and James Biden. Is there any legal concern for President Joe Biden? Let's bring in Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Hey, great, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. So can you explain to us what a suspicious activity report is and how you go about earning one of these?
Yeah, it's usually, you know, the SARs are produced by a bank in an institution when there is the hint of impropriety based on either the amount of money, the irregular transaction of the money based on your common scheme of how you do things, or international wires can trigger it as well. And these reports, they have been rampant ever since 2015. We started seeing this major uptick because banks can be sanctioned if they don't file a suspicious activity report, but they can't be sanctioned if they do file. So this is a clue. This is a tip, obviously. 150 is an unusual amount. That's a high amount of bank activity. So suspicious activity reports. That in fact, is a trigger that one would kind of raise an eyebrow to. But it's that. It's raw data right now, a tip that they have to follow through. What you will find, I think, is going to be very interesting, to say the least, because there's a lot of personal information that goes into the wire transactions and the reports that take place, and who, for what purpose, and untangling the web, you know, the footprint of these things is, to say the least, is going to be all digital, and you'll see all the tentacles out there. You'll see who the players were, how much money, where it originated from. And the article that you referenced, they also have quite a bit of the money, $3 some odd million from the two Russian oligarchs that were in play to the Hunter Biden piece of this saga. So it'll be interesting. The SARs are going to tell a lot. And Kevin, you know a lot about those because you reported a lot about it when we had the Kwame case.
Absolutely. So the House Oversight Committee, how much ability will they have to access all of this information, the records, but also access to the people involved? Will they be able to haul these people in and force them to testify?
Yeah. So they have subpoena power and the ability to bring people in. They're not going to have the ability to do that with you know, Russian oligarchs, but they can attempt. The subpoena power is going to be there, and whether or not they do this behind closed doors, which I imagine that will take place. They're not going to do a lot of this out in the open because of the sensitivity of the material, but they will have quite a bit of power. The key question is the foreign aspect of this, as Tom has alluded to. How are they going to be able to get the footprint or the people to cooperate from foreign countries, China included? That'll be interesting to see. I don't know how that's going to play out. I see a quagmire there and some hurdles, but they're definitely going into a direction where there is a trove of information, a treasure trove of information, because the banking institutions carry with them a lot of your personal information of how you do your business. And so we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, we might not need to have testimony because there is this treasure trove, as you described, of information, but it's been like pulling teeth trying to get some of these documents. I mean, the Treasury, they only agreed to turn over this material after threats of releasing some transcribed interview with a Treasury Department official. that's when they agreed to turn it over. What might have been in that transcription of that interview with that department official? It must have been pretty bad.
Yeah, well, you can only imagine. I mean, again, it's raw data. So normally, STARS reports are sacrosanct because it'll also have in there the person, the name of the person that made the report. And you want that person to be anonymous. You don't want to have retribution against that person. So, you know, STARS reports by their very nature have been very private. However, this has gotten, believe it or not, bipartisan support to turn over STARS reports to Congress. So I can only imagine in that interview what took place about what was in the material and the names. I would imagine the names of the people that were identified within the transactions is something that really probably triggered even more. But again, you know, STARS reports, you have to think about it like this. The bank can't be sanctioned for turning in a STARS report. They can only be sanctioned if they don't. So there's a lot of work to do because, again, this is just raw data tips, if you will, for people to go through and see, you know, truth from fiction.
So this is just one, I guess, set of documents that have been turned over. And this one shows $3 million in transactions from this Chinese Communist Party-connected business to the Biden family. Let's say there's 150 of similar things. We're looking at a pretty extensive amount of money that may have been, I guess, diverted somehow to the Biden family. Does Joe Biden at some point need to come out and talk about this instead of saying, listen, I don't know anything about my kid's business? Does the White House need to stop refusing to answer questions?
Well, you always want transparency, right? And that first and foremost. And I think if you're on a strategic side from that standpoint, you'd want to nip it in the bud and get it, you know, get the piranhas off you, if you will, to say, hey, listen, here's A, B, C, and D. If there's nothing there, that very well may be the best strategy in transparency. Everybody's going to agree that Hunter Biden is a hot mess. There's a lot of issues. I don't think the Democrats are going to disagree with that at all. A lot of issues that come into play. The bigger question is going to be, you know, to settle or quell any problems with whether or not there's a compromise on the administration because of whatever Hunter Biden may have gotten himself into.
That's ultimately what it comes down to, is the president compromised somehow with China or maybe Ukraine or maybe Russia. That's what they want to find out. Hopefully we get to the truth at some point. We appreciate your perspective as always. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. The same thing. Your phone calls are coming up next. It's 800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR.